Okay, it's a schus to continue to learn together. I want to share an idea to start just b'divrei hakdama tonight, with words of introduction. The Torah I just happened to see today and learn today on Pirkei Avos, not in a sefer in Pirkei Avos, but on a sefer by Rav Avraham Shor in the parasha. So he asked a question from the Sefer Likutei Torah. He says, when you go through Pirkei Avos, as we're doing, we find many pieces of advice and many gedarim fences in our lives that are not found, per se, in Chamushi Chumshei Torah. Not found as a d'oraisa, as a Torah law. And the question he was asking was, why would it be necessary, and maybe one can even suggest it's somewhat haughty, to add on to the Torah, to be mosif? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be doing something, He would have already commanded it. It would have been part of the 613 mitzvahs. To be adding to the Torah and creating all these fences around the Torah and these additions to the Torah, there's actually a halachic ramifications to that, something called Baal Tosef. We're not allowed to add on. That would be seemingly a d'oraisa, a new Torah law. But still, why would it be? Why is this important? And is it something we should even be doing? And the answer he brought down from the Likutei Torah is so beautiful, and something I think that embodies why we're here late at night learning together in a certain sense as well. And that is, when you have tremendous love for someone or something, tremendous av, so a person will go out of his or her way to do anything for them and go above and beyond. It's not just being, you know, fulfilling one's obligation, but doing anything you can for that individual that you love. You know, b'shat tov, in the right time, when you're zeicha to be married, for your spouses, it's not just that you're going to take care of them in the sense of whatever the needs are, but hopefully the love will be so deep that you want to go above and beyond and do whatever you can to make that individual happy. And for your children, of course, as well, one day, b'shat tov eslachas. Not just that I'm going to make sure that they have food to eat and clothing to wear, but I'm going to make sure whatever I can do to make them happy, to bring them simcha, because that's a testament to my true ahava, to my true love. And true as well in gedarim, I'm going to do, if there's something that you love, some possession that you have that you truly love, you're going to protect it, and you're going to put fences around it, ensure that it's safe in the deepest and most special of ways. That's somewhat what all of this world has gone through over the last few months. We've gone through a pandemic and this terrible illness that some question why at times there's so many precautions and so much protocol. And hopefully we're slowly getting past that, because it is difficult in our lives. But the reason why we put so many precautions and so many fences is because we love life and we value the people in this world, and we want to do anything we can to ensure that they're not damaged in any way. So Likutei Torah explains, thus is Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is a sefer of Ahava, that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and we love His mitzvah so much, and we love His Torah so much. So we want to do whatever we can to add on and to help that grow and blossom and fence in and put gedarim around any of the lowest essays, to ensure that I don't, God forbid, even come close to doing something that would be against the will of Hashem. Because that's what one does when you're truly in love. That we should be lovesick for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I believe just being here together late at night after a very long day itself is a symbolism of that ahava and something very special. So Mir Hashem, all of our learning of Pirkei Avos should be a testament to that ahava that we deeply have for Hashem, and should be both a symbolism of it and a consequence of that love, but for those of us who need it at times, and we all need it at times, hopefully a builder of that love as well. And sometimes, as the Sefer Chinuch so beautifully says, I'm sure you've all heard this line, but it's something that has to be reminded to us, Achru pulosov bo machshivosov. Sometimes we're feeling it and our ahava is flowing, and I'll do anything I can for Hashem. Sometimes I'm not feeling it. And so how do I rebuild that ahava? How do I rebuild those emotions, those feelings? Just by doing and doing what I'm supposed to be doing and following Torah mitzvahs to the highest of levels, achrei pulosov, after my actions, bo machshavosov, it will build my thoughts and my feelings and my heart. So Be'er Hashem, all of our learning should be just an embodiment of that yisod, of that Torah, of that tremendous ahava that hopefully each and every one of us has for Hashem, and we'll try our best to always show it to Hashem. Okay, we left off in Perkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. So let's continue our limud. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kibel me Hillel me Shammai. The great Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, he accepted the Torah from Hillel and Shammai. He was the next leader of Klal Yisrael, our next Gadol Hadar, our next Manig. Hu Hayah Omer, he would say the following. He leaves us with one idea in this Mishnah. Looks like a long Mishnah, but he really only says one idea as far as a teaching. Im lamadta Torah harbe, if you learn a lot of Torah, al tachzik toiv la'atzmach, don't grab on to all that good for yourself, meaning, simple understanding, meaning, don't think so highly, don't think, wow, I'm amazing, I'm incredible, I've learned so much Torah in my life. Why? Because ultimately that's why you were created. You haven't done something above and beyond. You fulfilled your purpose. You're living up to why Hashem blessed you and put you in this world. To understand in the words of the Rabbeinu Yonah explains this b'derech mashal. He says, imagine someone comes and lends you $1,000. Someone comes, lends you $1,000. And the loan is up in a month. Lends you $1,000 for a month. No interest, right? There's an iser of ribis, no interest. That's a nice chesed, right? That's a big chesed. That's very beautiful. It's very wonderful. Someone gives you $1,000 just to use for a month. He could be using that $1,000, investing that $1,000, making money with that $1,000. It's somewhat of a loss to him to have that $1,000 in your hands, but you need the money, he's doing a chesed. In fact, if you read through the Rambam, when he goes through the levels of tzedakah, one of the highest levels is giving a loan. The highest levels is giving a job. But right under that is giving a loan. Because when you give someone a loan, it's helping them out, helping put their feet on the ground, and they don't feel ashamed. They don't feel embarrassed. When one has to accept money from someone else, there's a feeling of shame and embarrassment. I'm not living up to my responsibility and being able to earn this on my own. Someone else has to help me, right? You give them a loan, so there's no embarrassment because I'm gonna pay you back. It's a big chesed. You borrow $1,000 for a month, and the month is up, and you have $1,000. You go and pay back $1,000. Are you gonna say to the guy, "Oh, think to yourself, wow, I did some incredible act"? No, all you did was pay back what you borrowed. That was your responsibility. That was your obligation. Shkoyach, you did what you were supposed to. You're completely in the wrong if you don't do that. Then you're a terrible person, obviously. So you just lived up to what you were supposed to do. So too, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us and gave us life and put us in this world and gave us a mind to be able to think, gave us a heart to be able to feel. And He gave us a Torah to be able to learn. And the reason He put us here is to connect to Him through Torah, through mitzvahs. Ki lekach nasarta. Don't think like, oh wow, I'm incredible because I did what I'm supposed to be doing. That's the first pshat in this idea from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which itself alone, if all we learned tonight, I think, is a lesson for life. Because sometimes we forget why we're here. Sometimes we forget why HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us on this earth and what our purpose is. Because when we look around in the world that we live in, a lot of other people, a lot of other individuals think there are other purposes and other meaning. Some people think there's a lot of meaning and purpose in having a beautiful car and being able to buy whatever clothing you'd like. And we'll find all different types of tafkidim. Here the Mishnah tells us, "Ki lekach natarto." We were created to connect the Torah, to learn Torah, to live Torah. And ultimately, just realize we're only going to be happiest if we fulfill our tafkid, because we'll feel complete. If I'm not fulfilling my purpose, I'm not going to feel complete. I'm not going to feel good about myself. So I have to know this and understand this. That's the first understanding. I think the pashup shot. The avodas Yisrael, the kashrut are magid. He gives another pshat in this line of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Toiva, what's good is Torah. Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem torasi al tazavu. This lekach tov, this good thing I gave you. Torah ain't tov. The Gemara says ain't tov ella Torah. So perhaps you could learn this line. Al tachzuk tova. Don't grab onto the tova. Don't grab onto the Torah. La'atzmach, just for yourself. Meaning what? Now that I said that, what does that mean? Meaning our purpose and what we need to do is to share Torah with others, to give over Torah to others, to inspire to others with the Torah that we learn. If you go through the psukim in the Torah that talk about learning Torah, none of them talk about learning Torah. They actually all talk about teaching others Torah. V'lumaditem osam es b'neichem. If you read the Rambam in Hilchot Talmud Torah, he talks about teaching. Of course, you can't teach Torah unless you learn Torah. And of course, there is an obligation of learning Torah, and it's so important for ourselves to build a relationship with Hashem, to know what to do. But al tachzik toiv la'atzvach, don't just keep it for yourself. Hashem wants us to give it over to others, to inspire others, to be a person that cares for others and therefore wants to bring the most special thing in the world to others, and that is Torah. And you can't say that I'm just going to learn it by myself. You know, there's a beautiful idea that I heard once. I might have shared this with some before. I heard this from Meir Goldwicht years ago. Meir Goldwicht learned the Rosh Yeshivas in Yeshiva University. One of the happiest people I've ever met in my life. You'll never see him without the biggest smile in the world on his face. And he physically resides in America, but he lives in Eretz Yisrael. If you want to know someone who's l'mamish, like here because he knows he's supposed to be here to be mechazik us, but like really in Eretz Yisrael, he's in Eretz Yisrael like always. But also he still has a title in Yeshiva University of visiting Rosh Yeshiva. He's been here for, I don't know, there's 30 years, but he's a visiting Rosh Yeshiva. Because he doesn't want to take a title of, I'm here. I'm only visiting. I live in Eretz Yisrael. Every yontif is in Eretz Yisrael. And one time when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he went to visit an orchard where they have dates, where they have palm trees. And he asked the farmer, he says, can you tell me something special about the palm trees, something special about these dates? And he says, I'll tell you something. You know, if you plant one date tree by itself, it'll produce dates, but they're not going to be so juicy and delicious. Only if you have a lot of, you ever see like in a trail you're driving, you see these date orchards, like lines of trees, right? Only if you have many together, then they're going to be juicy and delicious. Goldwich said he finally understood the line, Tzadik Katamar Yifrach. Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, right? From Tehillim that we say in Kabbalah Shabbos. A tzadik, a righteous individual, a true tzadik is katamar, is like a palm tree. Should flourish. Why katamar? Why like a palm tree? Why like a date tree? Why? He says, just like meaning a true tzadik is not someone who sits in a corner learning Torah all day for themselves. Because that palm tree doesn't yifrach, doesn't flourish. A true tzaddik is someone that's katamar, like a tamar, is with other people, is giving to other people, is caring for other people. That's why you're here this summer. You came here this summer because you understand how important it is to give and to be there with others. Al tachzuk toiv la'atzmach. Don't keep the Torah for yourself. Give to others. Give to others in the deepest of ways. One more idea I want to share on this line before we move on the Mishnah. It's an idea that I saw brought down from Rav Shur on this. It says, we know there's an idea, Olam Chesed Yivana, this is a world built on Chesed. And it's so important to be a Balas Chesed, and be a giving individual, a caring individual, Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. And I can't speak enough of how that should be the foundation of our lives, and we should be those who just care to give and be there for others. But that being said, some people say, that's my entire tafka, just to give to others and be a Balas Chesed. There's another part to our lives, and that is Torah. And that is our Ben Alamakom. And that is our learning Torah and our connection to Hashem. It's equally important, ultimately. And therefore, we have to remember, Al Tachzik Toivel Atmach Ki Lekach Netzarta. Ki Lekach Netzarta, we were created to connect to Torah. And that's part of the reason we were created, not just merely Olam Chesed Yibane. Ki Lekach Netzarta. Once, heard the most beautiful idea. There's a very famous question. I'm sure some of you have heard this before. There's a lost medrash. It's brought down in the Ein Yaakov, but we don't know exactly where it is. Discussing what's the most important pasuk in the entire Torah. What's the most chashuv pasuk in the entire Torah? What's the most important? You know this medrash, or any of you know, right? What are they? What's one possibility? You remember one?
Yeah,
one is v'ahavta le'echa kamocha. Would make a lot of sense, right? If we, even if you never heard this medrash, if you had to perhaps suggest one of the most important psukim in the Torah, you might say v'ahavta le'echa kamocha. Zeh kol gadol b'Torah. After all, derech eretz kadmah Torah, to love someone, to give to someone else. Great. What's another possibility? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That one also, I think many of us would suggest. The foundation of all ben olam makom, emunah b'Hashem, to believe in Hashem, that Hashem is one, Hashem is the only one. So those are two suggestions in the Medrash. Then there's a third suggestion that is very strange. Remember what it was? As a keves echad taseh baboker, as a keves echad taseh b'rabayim. The carbon tamid. The carbon tamid. That there's a carbon in the morning, a carbon in the afternoon, the two carbonos that are the bookends of carbonos of the day. That's the most important pasuk in Torah? Like, really? And there are a lot of answers, but I want to share one you may never have heard. I heard this originally from a close friend of mine about 25 years ago, my summer after 10th grade in Ens Yisrael Kollel in Efrat in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Daniel Sprung, and he told it to me in the name of his Rebbe from Frisch, Rabbi Yitzchok Tversky. Anyone here go to Frisch? I don't know if he's still there anymore, but anyways, he said as follows. The carbon tamid in that medrash is the carbon tamid when the Mishkan was initially being dedicated to the Nimei Miluyim, and the halacha there was that the carbon tamid of morning and afternoon were ma'akev each other, meaning all or nothing. You needed both. If you only brought the morning one and not the afternoon one, it's like you did nothing. They were connected with each other. You needed both. And he suggested as follows so beautifully. You know, one Tana said, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekein, Shem Echad, which is what? A representation of all of our relationship with Hashem, Ben Olam Makom. And one Tana said, V'haftar Echad Gmocha, which is a foundation and representation of what? All of Ben Adam L'chavero. Yeah, Ben Olam Makom, Ben Olam L'chavero. The third Tana, by quoting this pasuk, it's not about the Kabbalos, that's not what he's talking about. You know what he was talking about? Just like here, it's you can't have one without the other. They're codependent. It's all or nothing. So too is Ben Olam Makom, Ben Olam L'chavero. You have beautiful Shema Yisrael, but that alone is not enough. You need Ba'af Derech Mochem. Ba'af Derech Mochem is beautiful, but that alone you need Shema Yisrael. What he was saying, I agree with you, but it has to be the both of you. You have to have that proper balance and synthesis of our relationship with Hashem and relationship with others. And we can't forget, this mission is a reminder, Ki Lekach Netzarta, to connect to Torah and not just to connect to each other, although that's so crucial. All right, let's continue on the Mishnah. So much keeping going on that first line, but let's continue on. The Mishnah continues. Chamisha talmidim hayu l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five talmidim, big talmidim. Be'eluhein, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yosi Akoyin, Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, Rabbi Elazar ben Orach. So first, it's a list. Those tzaddikim. Now the rest of the Mishnah we'll see is just the praises mainly that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had for these Talmidim. And why is that so important to our lives? Why is that in a Mishnah? Because through these praises, we could understand who we should yearn to be. If these are the praises of these tzaddikim, that means that's who and what character traits we should be emulating. So what does he say? Hu hayamona shvachan. He would count their praise. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, what did he say about Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus? Bur Sid, he was like a plastered cistern. You know, imagine you had like a well in the ground, a big hole in the ground that they had of water, and they plastered it in. Why would they do that? To ensure that the water wouldn't leak out at all to the sides. It meant it was a very strong, solid foundation. She'eno mabe tipa. So it wouldn't lose a drop of water. What was that being merames? What was that a mashal? Meaning whatever Torah he learned, he never forgot. He was like this plastered cistern that would never lose water in Mayim El Torah. He would never forget to how much, right? We forget, I don't know you, you guys might remember, I forget what I learned an hour ago very often. Mamish, so that's why we have to review and review until we know, but he would never forget anything. The Torah he learned would stick with him, would be on his fingertips. So one can ask, Shkoyach, that's beautiful, but seemingly that's just a matana from Hashem. Is it really in my control to remember? One simple answer is on some level, yes, we have to review and we have to put in time and effort. Chavetz Chaim taught us something else, very beautiful. On this Mishnah, the Chavetz Chaim explains that he remembered when he was younger, there was an older man that all the time would talk about an event in his town in the city of Radin 70 years earlier, the Tsar Nikolai of Russia came to Radin. And this man, this older man, would talk about the imagery and what the soldiers were wearing and what the horses looked like and what the Tsar was wearing. Every little minute detail. The Chavetz Chaim said the same old man didn't remember literally what he ate for lunch the day before. And he said, why is that? He said, because when something is so chashiv to you, it's so important to you, so incredible, it makes a roisham, it makes an imprint, and you don't forget it. So I know from my own youth and many, many young men in their youth, they could tell you, like, when it comes to sports, the stats of like every player and every game and exactly, literally, I have a friend who could tell you like every pitch of every game from like 20 years ago to 30 years ago, like for 10 years straight, like crazy stuff. Because at that point in one's life, whether it is or isn't, objectively, subjectively, it was important. And if it's really important to you, it makes an imprint, it's etched on your heart, it's etched on your mind. Chavetz Chaim saying, if Torah was so important to us and really was our life in the way that it should be, we'd remember what we learned. It would make such an imprint, be so etched in our mind. And that was the true praise of Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus. And so too, we have to be machshiv and understand how precious Torah is. Every moment that we have this chus to learn, as we are now. As you do have that understanding, otherwise you wouldn't be here at this time. Rabbi Yeshua, continue, he spoke about Yeshua, and he says, about Rabbi Yeshua, Ashrei Yoladito. Praiseworthy are those that gave birth to him. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura explains that he had incredible midos tovos. So he says, praise those that gave birth to him, because primarily, not only, but primarily, midos are taught in the home. That one's parents have a tremendous role in building midos. Sensitivity to others, care for others, proper etiquette and decorum, that your home environment creates that a lot. So he said, Ashrei Yeladato, gives you a big chizik for Bishatayva when you're going to be a mother one day. And how are you going to raise your children and build the proper midos in them? But he says another thing. It wasn't just the midos, that was one level. He says that this mother, the mother of Rabbi Yeshua, said it. What she did was, while she was still pregnant, she would go around to the Bati Midrashos. to go around to all the Bati Midrashos that basically the baby should hear the words of Torah even in her womb. And when the baby was born, she'd continue. She wouldn't take him away from the Bati Midrashos, even as a little baby, a little boy, what he should hear are the sounds of Torah and the sounds of Tefillah. And that as well made a big imprint on his life and what he eventually became. Asher Yilad, place where the one who gave birth, you understood how to be mechanech you. And we have to understand, when we're raising children, the environment that they're, not just what we tell them to do, and not just what we do as role models, but everything that they hear, and everything that is in the home, and everything, wherever they're brought, has an imprint on them. That's why one has to think twice about those who have, you know, to think about having TVs in the house and having internet in the house and what's being played in the house and what is being listened to by young children, even if we don't think they understand or not, it has an imprint. It has a right. It makes a roshim. And what one is going to aspire to become, it's a big yesod. It's a big, big lesson. Rabbi Yossi, chassid. Rabbi Yossi was a chassid. What does that mean in terms of Mishnayos? That does not mean Rabbi Yossi had long payas with a strimal and a bekasha and was living in a shtetl. That's not what it means here. A chassid is a pious individual. If you learn Mishnah Sharim, you'll see what a chassid is. And basically, here, at least the way Rav Avadya Ben Chanur explains, just very simply, is he would go above and beyond, lefni mishur sadin, not just make sure to do what we need to do, but would go above and beyond, like we started out speaking about tonight, that ava. And never stop learning and davening and in mitzvos with tremendous hidurim. That's something we have to strive for. Rav Shimon ben Etanu, Yorei Chet, he was a Baal Yer Shemayim. He had awe. Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, it says, V'atah Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sholom Yimach, Ki'im Li'ira. And you're supposed to pause right there. It continues on the list to other things. But you're supposed to stop right there. All that Hashem asks us is Yer Shemayim. If we had true Yer Shemayim, you know how we'd live our lives, if we truly were in awe of God every moment. Yira comes Milashon Roeh, to see if it would be, the only way you could have true fear and awe is if I really see Hashem by my side always. But if I do and I have proper Yira Shemayim always, what result that has in the rest of my life? Hagol b'deicha shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim, and it's up to us to work on that and to build that Yir Shemayim. Rav Elazar ben Aruch, Ma'ayon HaMiskaber. Ma'ayon HaMiskaber. He was Ma'ayon, he was a spring, a strong spring, giving forth water. What is that? A Mayim El Torah. And maybe that's getting back to what we discussed. He was giving over Torah constantly. He was his Mayim HaMiskaber. He was filled with Torah that he was giving over to others, which is ultimately what we said is Kilak al Tachtuk Torah v'la'atzmacha, giving over Torah to others, which ultimately is of the biggest chasadim as well. You know, we say every morning when the first things we say, when we say Birchas HaTorah, right? Hopefully all of us, it's one of the first things we say. When we say Birchas HaTorah, it's like, it's done. No, but let's see. So we say Birchas HaTorah, and then we learn a little bit. And what do we say? Eilu Dvarim Shadim Achal Parzeim B'lom Azeh Ve'keres Keim Ezlo La'olam Haba. These are the things we should do that we gain from in this world and in the next world. So it's pretty chush of things. And you listen to the list, Kivir of Aim, respecting your parents, Kamil Chasadim, being kind to others, Hashkamas Beit HaMidrash Achav Arvis, waking up early, and Mefarshim explained it means taking care of the Beit HaMidrash, cleaning it up, preparing it, Hachnasas Orchim, having guests, Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, you all know this, we say this every morning, right? Hachnasas Kala, Bimas HaMeach Chasam Kala, and help Hachnas Kala, helping a Kala, if need be, with finances, perhaps. Vayas Ameis is to be by Levaya Lo Aleinu if we have to and pay a Shiva call. Ian Tefillah is an different way to understand Ian Tefillah, but having a certain depth in Tefillah and davening for others. Vava Sholom Ben Alachvero, being someone who brings peace between others. V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and Talmud Torah is Keneged all that we just said. If you paid attention, all of these things are Chasadim. It's all Ben Alma Chaver, and then Talmud Torah at the end. Chavetz Chaim explains the greatest chesed in the world is to give someone else Torah. Because when you give someone else Torah and you teach them Torah, you're giving them life, you're giving them simcha, you're giving them meaning, you're giving them purpose. What greater chesed could there be in the world? Talmud Torah and the Gulam, there's no greater chesed than giving over Torah to another individual. And imagine if you're this Mayon HaMisgaber of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, just giving over Torah. Hu Haya Omer, he would say as well, Im Yukol Chach Meisrael, the Kaf Miznayim, if all the wise, all the Talmid Chachamim were on one side of the scale, Ve'Eliezer ben Horkanus Bekaf Shania, Machrias Kulam, and he was Ve'Eliezer ben Horkanus, which we spoke about already, that the first Talmud that was mentioned was on one side, connected all the Tzaddikim of the time, it would be even. It would be even. Or Machria, right, he'd even them out. He was just as chashuv as all of them. Abishol Omer Mishma, Abishol said in his name, in the name of Reuchim and Zakkai, listen to this, all of the Tzaddikim were on one side of the scale. Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus Afimam, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus was equal to all of them, was also with them. So it's double as much weight at this point. Rabbi Elazar Bekaf Shania, Rabbi Elazar was on the second side, Machrias Kulam, he would even out all of them. He would equal Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus and all the other Tzaddikim. The end of this mission is just telling us and explaining to us and showing us these Tzaddikim that were just mentioned, how incredible they were, how big they were. But I think Be'edmes, the point of that was not just to say, oh, they're big Tzaddikim in the world, is to learn from all the characterizations of them, of who I want to be, who we need to be, how who we should aspire to be in all these beautiful ways, to recognize Al Tachzik Toiv L'Atzmacha Ki L'Kach Nasarta, to recognize what it is to try to have chashivas for Torah so I don't forget Torah that I learn, to be that chassid who's going above and beyond, to build proper Yerushalayim, to be Mayan as Miskaber, to just give and give and give and give to others, Be'ez Hashem B'Zoicha, through all that to embody these Heilige Tzaddikim, B'Zoicha, only Simcha and Bracha. All right, we will stop.